Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mike.
Let's jump right into this week's poem. This is a poem from The Lancet. It was published in 2015. It asks the question, what value does CT angiogram have for patients with suspected coronary artery disease? Before I let you go on, though, let me just say a few very brief words about CT angiogram in general, and particularly its safety. As always, the potential risks of a test that use any kind of ionizing radiation have to be weighed against the potential benefits of those same tests. This assessment or determination is difficult since the health risks related to radiation exposure at the levels that are common for cardiovascular disease are somewhat controversial. The evidence is limited on the impact of the clinical tests, and that also makes it difficult. But if we acknowledge these limitations and recognize that we really have to pay attention to the patient's age and their gender and their clinical presentation before we make a determination. So, for example, let's say a 65-year-old symptomatic man has chest pain and we're thinking about getting a CT angiogram and he's at intermediate probability, the pain being due to ischemic heart disease. What we have to do is identify the benefits of identifying a treatable, potentially life-threatening cause of the pain, for example, coronary artery disease, and then consider whether that outweighs the potential risk of imaging, particularly imaging with radiation. The problem is that the benefit of finding blockage and intervening is going to come a long time before the potential radiation-induced cancer would emerge in 10 or 20 or 30 years. Clearly, if we're looking instead at a 40-year-old woman who doesn't have any symptoms, the benefits are going to be relatively small, and the risks are going to be much greater. And so we, as we always do, need to weigh the risks and benefits and keep our eye on the fact that this is a test that does carry radiation. We know that radiation can be harmful, but we also know the test itself can provide some great benefits. So as we look to the test, when we look at the value, there's also this downside of radiation-induced problems downstream. Anyways, Mark, this is from Lancet. Begins, by the way, on page 2383. What did the authors find?
Yeah, this was a large study, and it was done in 12 Scottish cardiology chest pain clinics. They had 4,100 patients who were referred in with suspected stable angina by their primary care physician. Each patient was randomized to one of two approaches, either standard care or standard care plus CTCA, CT coronary angiography. About 80% in each group had a normal resting EKG. 85% had a stress test done, and about two-thirds of those stress tests were normal in each group. Among the patients who got the CTCA, 2% had some mild self-limited adverse reactions, no serious reactions, though. About two-thirds had signs of heart disease on the CTCA, and one-fourth had an obstructing lesion. So at the end of 6 weeks, the diagnosis of CAD changed in about a quarter of the patients undergoing CTCA, mostly adding or becoming, confirming the diagnosis, becoming more certain about the diagnosis. Only about 1% of those getting the standard care had their diagnosis changed during that six-week period. The CTCA information did change cardiologist behavior, changed what they did, which I guess makes sense. They canceled a bunch of stress tests. They canceled a few invasive angiograms, but they added a lot more. They added 94 additional angiograms that they hadn't originally planned on doing. At the end of 6 weeks, there was no difference between the groups in terms of how they felt or hospitalizations or symptom severity or anything like that. They followed them for about a year and a half, and this study wasn't powered to find a difference in clinical outcomes. They did see a trend toward fewer MIs in the CTCA group. There were 26 versus 42. And the hazard ratio was 0.6, and the confidence interval just barely crosses 1 with a P of 0.053. So kind of a trend toward fewer MIs. Cardiologists were more certain about the diagnosis with the additional data. So this is interesting. It kind of gives us some insight into what happens when we add more information, when we do one more test. And in this case, among those patients with suspected heart disease, adding the CTCA didn't have any short-term benefit, but might have a longer-term benefit. You know, as usual, I think it's kind of a mixed bag of benefits and harms. The benefit being perhaps fewer MIs over the long term, but the harms being cost, radiation exposure, and having to go through more angiograms. If you believe that reduction in MIs was real, that there were 16 fewer MIs out of those 2,000 patients, that means we have to do about 128 CTCAs and 6 angiograms to prevent one MI over a two-year period. So I'm not sure that's worth it, kind of a judgment call, but it does show that you have to do quite a few of these studies in order to potentially have a few patients benefit.
A very interesting study. Did they report, often when you look at these imaging studies, they find and they're looking for, in this particular case, something that has to do with the coronary arteries, did they pick up incidentalomas that led them astray in other directions?
Yeah, I didn't see that reported in the original study.
Right.
The focus here was just on the cardiovascular. But you're right. A lot of times, you know, we go looking for those. I mean, these were studies specifically looking and you know, using windows specific for calcification. But, yeah, presumably they might find other things as well.
Very interesting study. I think that, you know, it's interesting technology. It's very cool to look at. But whether it's actually going to make a difference is yet to be determined. Talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Mike.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.